All right, so this is session one. We're going to migrate from VSS to TFS. So we're going to first have a conversation on why we want to move to TFS. Then we're actually going to do some demo. We're going to move to TFS. All right?
Hey, Amit, it's me. How are you? Yeah, I'm just out of a meeting with my VP. Wasn't the kind of meeting I expected, but everything worked fine. Yeah, well, you know, we've been through a lot of changes recently, and you wanted to make sure that I'll be greeting that new guy that's coming in, a big shot for the TFS that's desired. Yeah, we're phasing out VSS, and we're introducing TFS. Actually, he's done that, I think, already last week. So I think the gentleman's already here, so I'm going to go and greet him. So, see ya. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Vince, how's it going?
I'm fine. I've seen you a couple times this week. So,
yeah, I actually started last week. I was kind of hired just to get TFS all set up in the organization, so I think we have a working thing here. And right now, I'm joining your team. The VP said that you were the man.
So yeah, I'm in charge of the dev team.
Excellent. So I'm coming to see you, and we're going to start first by migrating from what your environment. I think you're using VSS.
Yeah, VSS.
Yeah, so we're going to go from VSS, and we're going to move over to the new server, the new TFS server.
All right. Let me show you your desk.
All right.
Have a seat. So first, I'm going to show you our organizational chart.
Just
to have a better idea of our company and where we're located.
And where I fit. Okay, cool.
Where you fit in there. The first thing you see, you've already met our VP.
Yeah.
All right,
very
so,
nice guy.
Well, they all are.
Yeah, but he plays golf a little bit too much, but, still.
Like VPs do.
Yeah.
We got two offices. The main office is in Ottawa. The dev team is here, and you're here.
And I'm here, too. Yeah,
there's also the Montreal office. This is where the maintenance team is. They support production because we went live last month.
The VP told me that.
Already told you all that? All right, so we're live. Our product is live. The Montreal team is supporting it.
Okay.
And here, I'm the head of the development team, and you're fitting right besides me.
Okay,
all right.
So
you're going to be in charge of all the ALM, TFS, and everything.
Okay.
And the Montreal team is, their lead is called Steven. I'm sure you guys are going to have to interact with each other. And he's got a guy down there that's called Pete. That's the main guy for support. That's the main contact point for support.
All right. Sounds good.
That's pretty much it.
All right. So let me just first kind of put you in the mode of, like, why are we moving to TFS? Like, the VP kind of called me in and said, hey, we want to move to TFS. Can you get us going, in a week and all that?
That was sort of a surprise because everything was working fine with VSS, in my opinion. But you wanted us to be more mature.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm going to show you what we get out of the deal, right?
Because
you got to get something out of it because, VSS is great as a source control, but TFS can do so much more.
Yeah,
right?
I read a bit about it on blogs, but I actually never saw it going live.
I have a nice chart here that kind of explains the whole services. So let me show you how that
fire
works
up,
out. All right. So the first thing you get is we actually get a Team Foundation server, right? So Team Foundation server is kind of, instead of a share where you put VSS, it's actually a full server that has, it's running a SQL in the back end.
Oh.
It's showing web services.
Well, that's more robust.
It's way more robust than all the database, all the source are actually in a database that we can back up and all this. But I'm not going to go into too much detail on the back end.
Yeah,
because
that's IT.
We're going to use it, but all right. So what it gives us a little bit of version control. Obviously, it's not VSS. It's not VSS V2. It's actually a robust industrial size version control, right?
Great.
We also have some test case management, which is do you manage your tests?
I do all the testing.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. We got build automation. Like, do you actually do a build? How do you do your build?
A build?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How I deploy?
Yeah. Like what do you do?
That's a little complex. Well, I do a rebuild and a zip and everything.
Zip.
Yeah, zip.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that later.
All right. So
there's a full build server and the whole thing.
We're
gonna see that. We got reports too. So I'm gonna later on I'll show you a little bit of the reports that get gathered by all that stuff.
Oh.
We also have requirement management. So as a the VP doesn't really want to know what we're doing, but maybe somebody else in the organization would like
to
know. Like maybe you.
yeah,
probably. And then we got project management because, you know, obviously those PMs, yeah, they want to know what's happening here, right? Yeah. So we got all that too. All right, so all this is kind of wrapped up in a process template, and I've set it up so we're going to use Scrum, right? And we'll leave it at that.
Good thing we're already Scrum before you came in.
Hey, all right, so I'm going to leave it at that. Right. Then we got brand new lab management features in 2010, and later on, maybe we need that. It's there. I just installed it. Maybe we need it. Maybe we
That's
don't, so we'll
IT.
See. Yeah, it's IT stuff still, exactly. Now, on your side, what do you enjoy, right? So
that's
Visual
nice.
Studio. So we got a few SKUs of Visual Studio. The VP was kind enough to, just before leaving, saying that we could buy the Ultimate SKU. So at
so
least
I'll
we got
an Ultimate?
You got the Ultimate SKU. So everything's in there. You're going to see the whole features, and I think you're going to enjoy the new features in 2010 here.
All right.
And then there's Test Professional. So maybe we need that later. I'll talk to you about a little bit more about
right.
that stuff. And then you need Team Explorer, and then you can have some web access. So maybe I'll show you how we do that. And then you got extensibility if you need to do some third-party tools and stuff. So you get integration with Office.
Office, that's nice.
So, you know, that's kind of cool because, you know, your VP might want to see what's happening with the work items.
And yeah, while on the golf course.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, now with the Windows Phone 7, you can open up documents on SharePoint, you know, so who knows. And then you got Expression. So Expression is for designers. Now, neither you and I are designers, so it's there. It integrates, but, you know, we're going to leave that to the designers.
All right.
And then you obviously have SharePoint, or unfortunately have SharePoint, yeah. but, you know, we'll leave it at that. So that's pretty much what you get out of this whole deal. You see, you had this one little thing here called version control, right? The version control before.
Okay.
And now we have this whole SKU of things with everything in there.
That's great. That's a lot of stuff, man.
It's a ton of stuff.
That's what you did all week?
That's what I did. I set all that right. all up this week. So now that it's all done and ready, we're actually going to bring your source that you have in VSS over to TFS.
That's true. Let me show you what this is.
All right.
Well, in fact, I think you already know what this is.
Well, I you're going to have to tell me where the source is. I'm not really sure where it
share.
Is. So it's on a share,
yeah.
So let's see that. So I think we have that under VSS migration here.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
Ready to everything.
So we have 3.3. So let me explain how we do that, right?
Yeah.
So there's actually three files that are really important to do that. So I noticed that that's the actual source save data
yep,
that we have here.
Our code.
Yeah, so that's
code
good.
Base.
And so there's a file called analyze, because if you use VSS, I'm sure you run
I know
analysis
what the analyzer
every night,
is.
Right?
Yeah, don't
All
worry.
Right, so before we migrate, we need to run an analysis to make sure that it's, you know, working okay. So let me show you what's in there, right? So in here, you kind of have where your source safe database is. As you can see, you can even put a share, right? So that's awesome.
Perfect.
And then here is the we want to do the analysis from the top root of VSS and all the way through.
We analyze everything.
Exactly. And then at the end here, we want to make sure that we put the result of the analysis in a file, and then you can put it wherever you want. I'll just put it on the C drive so you can look at it later.
That's cool.
All right. So then you need to start a Visual Studio command prompt, right? So
mm-hmm.
I have one open here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to clear that because
yep.
I was kind of prepping before you came
okay.
in. You know? And so I'm actually going to run. So it's the application name is called VSS Converter. You know, we want to convert. Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Then you run the analyze command.
Okay.
And then you point it to the XML file.
All right.
And notice I'm pointing to the share as well. So
should I tell my devs to exit VSS?
I think they should check in everything as much as they can, right?
Yeah, because we don't want to leave anything behind.
We don't want to leave anything behind.
All right, so we're going live right now.
We're doing it right
All
now.
Right.
You
well,
want to give them a call?
Well, it's 7 in the morning, so I don't think they're here.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so let's go ahead and do
let's
that.
Let's go ahead and do it.
All right, so I'm going to run the command, right? So it starts this thing, and it wants my password. Now, what's your admin password?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, that's our admin password?
Yep.
All right, so... All right, great password. All good. All right, so it analyzed fine. It said there's two warning and there's 61 file to move. All right, so let's see.
Big project.
Yeah, big project. I can see that. So it created two files, the user map file and the analysis results. So let me show you the result here. So in here you have everything that happened, the location, where it was, and then our two warnings was that the two solutions that we have in here are actually not going to be converted to TFS, right? We're going to have to rebind
with all the bindings and stuff. Exactly. I understand. Yeah.
All right. So so I don't see any problems here. Looks good.
It's fine. It worked.
Yeah, it worked. So the next thing we need to do is we actually need to move that. Well, we're not going to move it, but essentially this user map file is actually a file that says, let's say you're in a work group, mm-hmm. right, and you're moving to a domain, and you have all your users in the VSS database. So the admin user, there's this guy called Batswirl. I don't know what the heck he's doing.
I think
he's a Batman fan, but who knows. And then you say, where are you going to move it to? So if you bring it to a particular person, you give the
right.
name of that person.
In,
yeah,
that's
it's just a mapping file, right? So I actually created one. I knew everybody had on your AD and everything. So I actually created one.
Man, you got lots of privileges.
Yeah, well, they gave me everything, right?
Yeah, so salary too, I guess.
All right, so I actually, the admin actually moves to you. And Batswirl actually moves to you as well. So you're gonna
that's
be
fine.
The one that's gonna have all the files. You've done all the check-ins from
yep.
now on. And then finally, we're gonna run the migrate command. But the migrate command also has an XML file. And in here, we have the VSS database we're gonna start from. Mm-hmm. Our mapping file I just showed you, right? And then finally, the project source. So this is the VSS project name. And our destination is the TFS project where we're actually moving this stuff.
All right. So phase one was analyze, then we move the users,
yep.
and then we convert.
Well, actually, we don't move the user. We just give it a mapping file so when it creates mm-hmm. stuff, we're going to be able to do that. And then finally, the Team Foundation server with the port and everything. So before I do that, I need to go in TFS and I need to create that main and source directory because they're actually not created yet. Right.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to go here. This is my project. I have other projects that I was kind of showing the testing with. So they're there. We're not going to bother with those guys. So I'm just going to map this workspace here for myself to make sure that everything is okay.
And that's great because our application is a CRM. So you named it VVM CRM.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's a good name for, makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to create a workspace called workspace. You know, I hope I don't have a directory like that. Nope, doesn't look like that. I have workspaces. I'll use workspace. That's good. So I'm going to map the whole project over here. So it says, you know, do a get latest. Make sure I have all the files in here. So I got everything. I'm all up and going. So remember I said we were going to main source, or we want to map to the right location. So I'm going to start by actually creating a folder called main here. Right?
Okay.
And then from here, I'm going to check that in.
So these are just folders into which we're going to drop our code, just like in VSS, right?
Correct. So there's I'm just going to go here, and I'm going to go and show the pending change window.
And the workspace stuff, this is local to your PC.
It is local to my PC. That's correct.
Okay.
So let me check that in. All right. The first time it says, are you sure you want to check that one thing in? Yeah, I want to do that. And I'm going to go to main here, and I'm actually going to create a new folder called source, SRC. And I'm going to check that in. So now we got the stuff in TFS. So we're good to go here. So I'll be able to run the migration, and all our code should actually show up here.
All right. That's
so
great.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's the structure we're going to use from now on.
Exactly. All so right. The next command is VSS converter, and then we'll say migrate because that's what we want to do. I'm actually going to go to the migrate file. And here's a little trick to get the name of the file. You just click shift, and then it has a new thing here called copy as pat. Really, really cool.
Wow, you're
so
a geek.
I'm just showing you little tips like as I'm going about.
Nice.
So I'll paste that in, and notice it actually puts the quotes there too. So that's don't even need to put the quotes there. So that's really cool. So now I'm going to run the migrate. We're ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. So start that, and we'll let that go. Mm-hmm. So it says, you know, that might take a whole lot of time.
Yeah, well, it's a big project. Like I said, millions invested in there.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Microsofts are really good to say, you know, things are going to take forever, and they take like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
You never know those progress bar, right? But
yeah.
We're on a command
sometimes
line here,
they go
so I guess
backwards.
They need to do that. So I'll just go yes. And remind me that password again?
That's enter.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, so there we go. So it's doing that thing, scanning the data, creating all those stuff. Wow.
Lots of files in here.
Mm-hmm. So one warning. All right. Sounds good.
No errors. That's
no errors, one warning. So let's go and see what that warning is, just to make sure we're in a good thing here. So what was it called again?
No idea. Migration, your files, man.
I think it's migration report. All right. Yeah, migration report. So go here, migration report. So let's see what that gives us. All right, so they say they moved from here to here. The warning is binding were not converted.
Well, of course.
They told us that before, yeah. So I think we're good here. All right, so so now let's go in VSS and see. There's nothing there.
In VSS?
No, in TFS. Sorry.
Okay, I was
there's nothing
all mixed
there.
Up. Maybe you need to refresh?
Refresh. Sounds like a good idea. Let's do that.
All right.
All right, so... Oh, look at that.
That's my code.
Man.
That's our thing.
That is awesome.
It works.
So now we got all the code. So now we're actually ready to move on to the next step.
All right.
So... All right, in this session, we actually covered how to move from what we get out of TFS, so all the new SKUs, all the new things, and we actually move from VSS to TFS. All right? So, are there any questions?
Yes. I just want to ask a few to a logistic planning question.
Okay.
This is usual things. Upon one, how can we kick it? Do you need to kick everybody off from the VSS or development environment? And usually, what would be the best strategy to make sure people don't use it? Is there any special way you can lock down, avoiding people to do anything? If there's any kinds of a source being checked out and in progress, can you do the migration? Now, the final part is basically for the planning purpose. And we saw that it's really fast, but if you're in some situation, you need to estimate how long does the migration take. For example, you're migrating from one file server to another one. Is there any way the tool can help you to estimate the time to copy the file or migrate the file?
Some VSS databases are very big, and they can take a whole lot of time. So let me answer your first part of your question first. Obviously, SourceSafe is actually a share, right? So it's really easy to lock down the share and say nobody can access it right now except for the admin that's going to do the job, right? Usually what I do when I go in different locations to help out, I make sure that, you know, they send an email out to everybody saying, everybody check in their stuff, you know. If there's still stuff checked out, the migration will actually take the last check-in. So whatever was in VSS, that's what's going to be migrated. So you're going to lose whatever he's working on, right? But you're going to get all the way to that point. So so you can log them out. There's no real issue there, and then you can do the analysis and stuff. Now, obviously, the analysis step, this is a really small code base, obviously, right? But the analysis in VSS should be the same time as the... So if you run the analysis step in VSS every night, like normally a lot of people do, that should give you kind of an idea of how much time the analysis is going to take, because it's pretty much the same thing, right? The migration, you know, they have the warning it's going to take several hours and blah, blah, blah. What I usually do is I create a demo project or something, and then I run the migration into that project to see how long it's going to take. Because I don't try to do that live. I try it on another project first, make sure that it actually does what I'm expecting it to do. And then once we have that, then we move along. All right?
So I have a follow-up question. If the files that has not been checked in, they still open, you only get the latest check-in copy. So how are we going to integrate the unchecked in the files? What will be the process?
The easiest way to do that would be that they would now in TFS, they would create their workspace, get their stuff, do a get latest in there, and then essentially check out that file in TFS, right? And then take whatever they have on their desktop, copy it over, and then they're at the same point where they could keep going, right?
Which means that once you're migrating the file into TFS, then the developer basically pick up their work from there,
yes.
Using the existing workspace to continue
Correct.
Development.
Uh-huh.
And do they still need to check out the file? Because the status in that in the TFS now is closed, right? There's nothing checked out.
Correct. So they would still need to check it out.
And they have to be careful, don't overwriting whatever they have now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's all from me. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
When you migrate the users in TFS, do the users already have to be in the database?
So we migrated, our installation is on an AD right now, right? So it's called, the AD is called TFS. And all those users must be created in the AD before you move over, right?
but still aren't. What happens with the people that were in VSS but are not in AD anymore because they left, but you want to keep that history?
So if your VSS is on AD and you were using AD user to work, and then you're migrating over to either the same AD or a different AD, right? So there's different scenarios on how you want to deal with this. Depending on what you want to do is, obviously, when you run the analysis step, it creates the user migration file, right? So it's going to tell you all the users that are in VSS, right? And it's going to map to nothing. It's going to be empty, right? And then you can look at all the users and say, okay, that one's gone, I don't need that one, all that. And then, or you actually, what you do is you leave them in the migration script, but then when you actually say this this user, bat swirl, right, like I did right now, I said bat swirl is in VSS, but it's actually going to Vince in TFS, right? So you can say, we're going to associate all the gone people to the lead dev or whoever's going to do that, right? So you can map that to your heart's content, all right?
All right, what about support for other version control systems like ClearCase?
That's a good question. We didn't really cover, we didn't have a really slide for that, but you can go from ClearCase to TFS. There's actually, we're going to talk about this toolkit in another one of our sessions, but because the toolkit can be used for source control or work item, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the toolkit in the work item session, but essentially the toolkit has some so you can go from ClearCase to TFS, you can go from TFS to TFS, and then with VSS migration here, you can go, or converter, you can go from VSS to TFS, right? Those are out-of-the-box ones. A company, a third-party company does a subversion to TFS, right? And then the migration toolkit essentially is just a toolkit. So if you go from CA Harvest, or if you go from, the Borland Star Team, whatever, you can create your own connector to say, read it from Star Team and then put it there in TFS, right? So you can manage, all right?
What will be the strategy on the disposal of all the VSS?
So what I usually tell teams or companies to do is keep that VSS somewhere, make a backup of it, and leave it available, right? So that if people want to go back and get some stuff that either wasn't migrated or stuff that you're not really sure about what you want to do, I always keep at least a year on backup just to make sure we have everything. But afterwards, you just delete it. It's just a share, right? Yeah, no, you uninstall SourceSafe on FirstStudio, but then the database, the SourceSafe database, it's there. It's just files, right? So you just make a backup of it and keep it.
So yes, sir? In your demo, there were no errors when you did the migration, but
correct.
From your experience, typically what type of errors you may encounter?
So some of the warnings you're going to see is if people still have stuff checked out, right? You're going to see this file is checked out by blah, blah, blah. So it's going to tell you, hey, all these are checked out. They're not going to be migrated over, right? So it's not an error, but it's a warning, right? So error-wise, if you run a VSS analysis at night, you've probably seen a lot of VSS errors. Mm-hmm. So you can't run the migration from VSS TFS if there are errors. So you need to run the, I don't know if you do that, but I know I've seen, like, you need to run the analysis like 2, 3, 4 times on VSS to make sure it clears all the errors. Once all the errors are gone, then you can do it. So I don't really have a lot of you know, insight on the errors that you have in VSS. I haven't used VSS in 5 years, so. One other strategy for the mister over here is we can actually also, I haven't covered this strategy because that's the easiest one, but I can do a get latest. It kind of goes to what you were talking about. So I can do a get latest, move it to my workspace, and do a check-in, right? I can do that, but then I lose all the history, right? So that's another way of doing that for any kind of version control. That's the easiest way. Do a get latest in whatever you're using, move it over, and then check it in. And to finish the gentleman's here's question is that if you do that, then you keep the history in whatever other tool you have. That's the history from before. And then everything from this day on is going to be TFS. All right? So that's another strategy as well. All right? So we're good on questions?